rates may stay high for a while. The Dow is down 124 points, but the NASDAQ is ahead 103. This is SRN News.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. Because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898 and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Hi, everybody. We've got some brighter days ahead. A great weekend forecast. Today, a transitional day, windy at times, cooler, well, the high near 70. Clouds will dominate most of the time through tonight. Low tonight down to about 50. Tomorrow, Friday, nice start to a great weekend. Lots of sunshine, high 71. We'll be teasing 80 degrees Saturday, near 83 Sunday with more sunshine. Beautiful weekend. Mid-80s are back on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile devices with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for more information. Member FDIC.
1819 News.
The Homeland Security Committee within the Alabama House has put a delay on voting for the Lake and Riley Act. That bill was named in honor of a young college student who was murdered by an illegal alien on the campus of the University of Georgia in Athens. The bill is designed to further integrate local law enforcement agencies working with federal agencies to enforce immigration law. Just a day ago, the bill had several amendments added to it, including a rewrite of the requirement for an interpreter. That language was changed from requiring local law enforcement to provide an interpreter to that of local law enforcement making a reasonable effort to acquire an interpreter. The bill's sponsor, Ernie Yarbrough, is taking the bill into subcommittee in order to work further with law enforcement agencies in the details of these amendments. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Where I was living was not a great place to live anymore. I began to pray for a place to go, praying for all of these things that a 9-year-old would want. I wanted horses, big house with a bunch of people my age. I wanted parents. I wanted a mom and a dad. Before I even prayed it, the Lord had already answered my prayer with the Big Oak Ranch. Who would that 9-year-old be if she never came to the Big Oak Ranch? I would be trying to fight for survival instead of fighting to break a cycle.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
A Birmingham teen was shot and killed after an argument occurred with someone else outside of a convenience store. The 16-year-old teen was trying to walk away from the argument and was shot while he was in his car. He was able to drive within blocks of his own home before he was discovered there. The victim is identified as Jalen Jenkins. No suspects have been arrested at this point. The U.S. Postal Service is planning to raise rates on their first-class stamps. The price will go from 68 cents to 73. The requested increase must first be approved by the Postal Regulatory Commission, and if approved, will start to take effect in July of this year. The U.S. Postmaster says rate hikes are necessary for the agency to become self-sufficient after years of operating under a defective pricing model. I'm Andrea Tice.
Do you or a loved one have leg pain? Are your legs feeling tired? Do you have heavy skin discoloration? Do you have leg wounds or varicose veins? Are your legs swelling or do they have spider veins? If you're experiencing any vein issues, contact the professional caring staff at Ivy Creek Vein Clinic. They can help. Call 334-514-3851. Ivy Creek Vein Clinic, located at 525 Hospital Drive, Suite B in Wetumpka.
Call Prune Masters, the professional pruners with over 30 years of experience, and that's all they do. To find out how you can get your hedges professionally pruned, call 220-2200 for a free estimate. Prune Masters, 220-2200.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for Montgomery's Conversational Radio Show. It's news and views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
Hey, mister, I don't mean to be telling tales out of school, but there's a feller in there who'll pay you $10 if you sing into his can.
I'm not here to make a record, you dumb cracker. They broadcast me out on the radio.
Joey Clark.
Welcome into News and Views in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Joey Clark, here on a lovely, just lovely Thursday. I hope everybody survived the storms last night. How about Eddie Bader's here? How about your neck of the woods there, Eddie?
Got a little windy up there, Joey.
Got a little windy.
Big old boat that moved around. I got to take care of that. I have not checked on the other side of the lake, but it got pretty windy.
Yeah, my bedroom wall that I'm usually leaning up against, laying on the bed, watching TV, is right on the outside of the house. And it's pretty close to another house, fair distance, but the suburbs are in County Downs. But it creates this wind tunnel. So even when the weather's not bad, you hear it, and like last night, I thought, okay, the big one's coming in, but now it's just the houses.
I've got a 200-pound anchor on a 40-foot boat, and it was moving it around like a toy last night.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Daggum.
Yeah. So, it got a little windy.
But all in one piece.
Yeah.
We're saying, you know, I love your shirt today because you're all business up front. You're like, here at Eddie's fishing tours, we're going to get you some crappie, whatever you want to call them.
Exactly.
You
know,
what part of state you're from. Might even get you a little bit of...
What are some other fish?
Bass.
Might even get you a little bit of bass. Yeah,
some brim.
Some brim.
Some carp.
Carp, but that's a joke. Nobody eats carp, idiots.
People
but
do.
No, that's the front of your shirt. It's like all business, but could you do a thing where you turn around? God bless America, land that I love.
All patriot in the back, baby.
Like, I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy, yet he's a Southern boy.
Well, I just...
At the end of the day.
I never thought, honestly, as a young tot, being a military brat, I would be as patriotic as I am. But as I'm getting older, I'm really embracing it. Yeah.
Yeah, but what do you mean by patriotism?
In a sense, with me actually paying attention to what's going on in the world, in my world, in the United States, the policies that we're making, also reminding folks that America's the greatest country on earth. And I don't want people to forget that. And when I see, I know sometimes it's jokingly, but Jay Leno will do the man on the street things, and they talk to people about the United States, people that live here. And they kind of put each other, they put us down, and they live here. That really... as an older guy, man, it really starts to get to me. So I feel like we should all display it on a regular basis. I love the fact that flags are out and things like that. And I've lived in other countries where they just didn't do that.
Really?
Yeah. They just didn't do that.
See, but I'm not feeling the patriotism these days. Well, by the way, O.J. Simpson is dead at the age of 76, folks.
76.
We'll get to that in a second. You know, it's in his book, O.J. wrote that he would... take a bullet for Nicole. He would have been hit by a train for Nicole. And isn't it ironic that the person that would die for you kills you?
It happens sometimes.
That's a great Norm joke from SNL. They're making the rounds. The Norm just hit jobs against OJ are making the rounds as the OJ Simpson family has put out a statement. You know, please, in this time of trouble, it's like,
Yeah, privacy and all that crap.
Yeah, sure.
I remember a book, and I don't remember who wrote it. I'm sure somebody will text me. But in the book, it describes his son doing it. And, man, it's pretty dang believable.
It describes his son doing it.
His son and O.J. covering for his son.
Oh, wow.
And it's pretty darn believable.
Here, turn your camera a little more that way. There you go. Perfect. So, I'm not feeling the patriotism, though. Like, in the sense that I like American ideals.
Yeah.
Like the things we're supposed to stand for.
Well, right now, I think as a country, we're struggling a little bit. Big divisive. More divisive than I've ever seen it.
I like our prosperity.
I do too, but I like the fact, and maybe I'm wrong, but I feel the winds of change are blowing, and there's a lot of us that are going to get our country back.
What does that mean?
It means this DEI crap and things like this are going to go back to the wayside the way it should go.
Well, they're just going to rebrand it, though.
It's fine. Let them go rebrand it. But meanwhile, that train is going to run them over.
Well, there's a new study out, actually, that calls into question whether DEI programs really boost corporate
They do
earnings.
Not.
Right.
They do not.
Well, except if you're part of that sort of corporate cartel where it's not really about your bottom line that much.
Yeah.
You might want to get like a basic like return, even if you're a little low on your return capital accumulation. It's fine. Well, your company's also invested in the index. You can, you know. But, you know, the whole point of advertising isn't to get your product out there. It's to pick winners and losers in the larger economy, like they were doing with all media until Elon showed up.
Well, I seen a new, what I consider a new low for the climate change deal.
Mm.
As you know, I got an Airbnb, so I'm setting up websites for it. Well, this one particular steering website, they want you to contribute part of your earnings to the greater global climate change initiative or whatever they want to call it. And they really, I mean, they push it. They ask you like three or four times, you're sure you don't want to give at least 0.5%, 1/10? Who the hell are these people, man?
Yeah, who's it going to?
And what a good scam they got going.
Right.
I mean, I just couldn't believe
it. No, and I'm that way with like, hey, do you want to give to the children's fund? I'm always like, no. What children? Like, if somebody has a kid right in front of me, Joey, do you want to give?
It's a little bit different story, right?
You know, even the kids are like, you know, got the dollar clipped on, like, I'm raising money for my church's baseball team. And I'm like, are you sure you're actually part of a baseball? Here you go, kid.
Yeah.
I don't mind that, but all this, like, everything's bureaucratized.
That and tipping.
You don't even know where it's going.
And tipping.
Tipping, yes. Oh, wait,
what's
you hit
the deal?
Some buttons on the, well, where do you feel it's appropriate to tip?
Okay, unless I'm wrong, waiter, waitress, that type deal, service industry all day long.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a service person in your life and you give out Christmas bonuses to them, more power to you, you got money for that.
Right.
Other than that, really not a whole lot. It
so
just
people that
on
deliver
the
food to you?
Yeah, people that provide a service
people
to me.
People like a waiter, waitress?
Yes, tour guide, that kind of thing, all day long.
Right.
Maybe a taxi driver.
Do you tip your waitresses more than your waiters, given, you know, women don't get paid as much as men?
No, I typically tip on service. And honestly, a lot of my tips now are basic.
Like
because
service?
No, like, hey, can I get my drink refilled once in a blue moon? Can I get a beer?
Oh, are they attentive? Is there such a thing as being too attentive, though?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, or
yeah,
like I'm trying to have a serious conversation here. Yeah, right.
But honestly, I've been given
less. Wait, so you're saying if the waitress is, like, really hot, you don't like her more than just some, like, if I was serving you at a restaurant, I would get less tips than the hot chick.
You'd probably get about the same.
Really?
Dude.
Now you're making me feel uncomfortable.
No, dude, I'm that guy.
By the way, O.J. Simpson dies at 76. Mm-hmm. He has succumbed to cancer.
Didn't know he had it.
I didn't know he had it either.
I wonder if that's why he kind of got let out a little bit.
I mean, I'm wondering what he had on Hillary Clinton.
Mm.
Don't do it, Juice.
Mm-hmm.
Not sad when anybody dies, but
it is.
But certain people become memes.
Yeah.
Like, it's not really, I don't know,
it's the character,
O.J.
Right.
None of us really know O.J. But yeah, the whole meme of O.J. Simpson is you become larger than yourself.
But O.J. broke our heart, man. O.J. was the guy we cheered for in the NFL. O.J. was the guy in the Hertz commercial. O.J. was the guy with
Naked
the
Gun.
The luggage. Right.
Right. He saved that baby.
Right. And then he goes and it broke our hearts.
Plus, he was a pretty good football player.
And yeah, he was pretty good.
Right.
But I just, O.J. broke her heart, man. And then,
and don't the Kardashians have a relation to that? It was like Robert Kardashian? Yeah. Man. And the Weaves people.
I think that kind of made the Kardashian to that point. I think the money from O.J.
I almost said Weaves people web. By the way, there's also another study that proves transgender children actually have other mental health diagnoses instead of just gender dysphoria.
Oh, really? It's not a one-size-fits-all?
Are we shocked about that? No. And somebody's maybe, God forbid, a bit confused about who they are, might be depressed, might in fact be kind of bipolar, whatever that is, might have a literal personality disorder, might be schizophrenic. Might
happens, dude.
You know, there's a lot of different things that can occur there, but it's interesting how all these, like, top-notch stars that you see, I think it's at the grandfather of this person, the granddaughter, Ben Affleck's daughter, came out as Finn during the funeral. You know, where you're supposed to give up and give a eulogy? What in the world is that?
That's just... Narcissist. Trash.
Well, and it's also social contagion. It's like, oh, this is, people are just born this way. But then actually you're born to be able to change however you want. It's just, and I don't even want to jump in on the culture wars that much today because OJ died today. But Democrats voted against a bill yesterday in the Congress.
Oh?
It was a bill seeking to add citizenship as a question on the U.S. Census. And we can't do that because...
Because why?
Because that would be...
That would be asking an important question. Do we need to bother really talking to you? You're not a citizen of this country.
Racist.
It's not
they
racist.
They live here, too.
They do live here. They do. Some of them illegally. Right. Wouldn't that be a good way to fight, go solve some crime real quick?
Right. Now, Vivek Ramaswamy put out a great video. He's walking the streets of New York.
Yeah.
And some guy just stopped him, I believe a Colombian expat, who's now a citizen of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking about all these, you know, migrants getting, illegal aliens getting benefits in New York.
Yes.
He's like, and the key thing he said is, do they not understand you're putting in some of the most violent people? I escaped Colombia because of the gangs, because of the cartels. These folks are monsters that you're letting in here.
I think I heard Trump the other day say the crime rate over there is going to go down.
It has gone down.
Because they're coming here and ours is going up.
So it's just... So we can't even ask somebody for the purpose, because a big part of the census, right, is apportionment. How many representatives in the House of Representatives do you get? How many electoral votes do you get? It's based on your population. So now we're going to count folks that aren't even citizens who can't vote?
No, that's where it's starting. And they're already voting in some elections, too. We've already, I hate to say it, but that ship has sailed.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, again, as a patriot with hope, I think all that will change before long.
Well, and I think what would be the most honest way our system works is why we even vote.
But Joey, that's the one thing we can do.
Yeah, but take that away. How much do you feel like you're in charge? You might be in charge of your own household. You might be in charge of your own business if you've gotten that. You might be in charge of, like, maybe you're like a baller, a gamer on, like, say, Rust or something, and you're out there and you're building cabins and you're fighting PvP and you're taking people out on the virtual interwebs.
Okay.
But in your everyday life, you're kind of a slave to everybody else. So the voting's really solving the problem, right? And, you know, Alabamians are all consenting. What was 20-something percent in the last primary election?
Dude, that is so sad.
So what I'm wondering is, like, how do you not consent? Like, I don't want y'all to do anything you're doing.
Well. See, I'm on the opposite of that. I wonder, and I know our politicians are not going to be behind this, but obviously we need to incentivize voters. As ridiculous as that sounds.
Right.
We need it. But politicians aren't going to do it. Do they really want 100%?
You know, maybe I'm just being impatient. You got to vote the right people in. And there were 19 Republicans yesterday who killed the FISA bill in a good way. So they've stopped spying on
Mike Johnson,
right?
One of them?
No. No, Republican privacy hawks have sunk the FISA renewal bill backed by Speaker Johnson. Now, there is one wrinkle. Thomas Massie, who is a canary in the coal mine, did not vote with that 19 because he said we needed a vote on the amended FISA because you better believe, okay, you killed this one.
So this one.
They're going to bring something up, and all these Democrats are going to vote for the one that just approves the program as it currently exists. But at least some people are trying to do the right thing.
Or attempting to look like they are?
Right. That too. I don't care if you have it truly in your heart or not. I just want the outcome when it comes to politics.
Make it pretend. Pretend for me, baby.
By the way, folks, O.J. Simpson dead today at 76. Biden is currently not eligible for the Alabama presidential ballot. He has the same issue in Ohio.
Yes,
as well.
I heard about it in Ohio. They got to get on the stick to get him on the ballot, huh?
Yeah, and there are some folks and part of the media here in Alabama all lathered up about this, but Wes Allen, the Secretary of State's like, I'm giving you several months fair warning. You're not in compliance with the way our laws work.
Trying to keep Biden off the ballot.
But, I mean...
He's trying to keep Biden off the ballot.
Yeah. But wait, who's going to win Alabama?
That'd be Donald Trump.
You sure? You sure it's not going to be like RFK Jr.?
As of today...
Yeah?
Donald Trump.
We'll keep asking you about that as we lead up to election.
RFK Jr., though, is getting more and more traction to the point of, I've heard some other people kind of squawking about it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, he might be going for the Libertarian nomination. We had Michael Rechtenwald on Tuesday. We heard Rechtenwald on Tuesday. Next Tuesday after Judge Knapp, we're going to have a guy named Mike Termott.
Yeah,
and he seems like a pretty successful business guy.
Okay.
He's running to be the Libertarian nominee, but I wonder, does RFK Jr. sweep in, become the Libertarian candidate? Because there have been a lot of Libertarians that love him from RFK Jr. Now, they have moments where they're like, oh, no, he's still kind of a liberal Democrat.
But, dude, that's anybody.
Right.
Anybody's going to have some things you don't like.
Right. And we're denied perfection on this side of Eden.
Thank you.
So at least if somebody's taking you kind of the direction you want to go, that could work out, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right. But
I think. Do you think we're on the verge of civil war?
No.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
I think the media pushes that just the
right.
fear factor, but no.
Yeah, there's a Yahoo article out today saying how America's next civil war could unfold. It's looming. The battle lines have already been drawn.
One of my friends that I go fishing with, him and I are completely opposite sides of the spectrum on politics. Him and I talked just the other day. You know what we talked about? Mm-hmm. Going fishing next weekend.
Right.
We neither, and honestly, when we talk about politics, it's usually just giving each other crap for a few minutes. But idealistically, we're on the exact opposite side.
So you're talking to me like that, fishing, and then turn around real quick. Yankee Doodle went to town a riding on the prom.
Ironically enough, he's a big patriot, too.
Right.
But it's funny because we don't... If we were truly on the verge of civil war, of all people, him and I would be going at it.
Here's how this article starts, because it's hilarious. I want to read it direct here, just a little bit of it. By the way, folks, O.J. Simpson dead today at 76. I'm going to keep saying that every breaking news report I get on my phone, every time I see it. Yeah, we know. Famous for its craft beers and indie bookstores, the city of Portland in Oregon is not an obvious place for the United States to start fraying at the seams. A haunt of millennial hipsters and downsized tech bros, it prides itself as a vegan-friendly, eco-friendly, migrant-friendly beacon of progressive America. One person many Portlanders have never felt friendly towards, though, is Donald Trump. And when he unveils his zero-tolerance immigration policy back in 2018, protesters took to the streets. So, too, did the far-right Patriot Prayer and Proud Boys movements, which is how Alexander Reed Ross, a Portland academic who studies political violence, got some firsthand experience of his specialism. A big fight broke out between 150 right-wingers and 75 anti-fascists. And at one point, about seven right-wingers were crowded around one kid, giving them a real stomping. I rushed to push them away, at which one point, one of them punched me in the face. Wait, has this guy not also heard of Andy No? Like, really, the stupid, like, fights between people in pajamas on our streets, that's what's defining America today? Because I'd imagine, say, with the actual war between the states or war, northern aggression, or the Civil War. Yeah, like we're trying to set up plantations war in Boston. Like we're trying to set up plantations in New England. Give me a break.
What are you growing up there? Snow?
Apples?
I have no idea.
How do you like them apples? I got a number. But it's like, I'd imagine in the Civil War, no, you had the complete mobilization of populations. Going and fighting.
Right.
150 idiots so hopped up on their political ideology getting in fist fights is not the same thing.
I don't think so either.
Charlottesville is not representative of the United States of America.
Not hardly.
I remember thinking at the time it happened. So many of the inciting events are not representative of the United States of America, so-called. It's just absurd. But anyway, you don't think we're going to...
No. I think there'll be, over the next couple of months, I think there'll be triggers to try to engage things like that, because I think there are a huge part of the donor class that likes that kind of action.
Oh, but you do know the old Wildean wisdom, Oscar Wilde, he said that life imitates art more than art imitates life. Uh-huh. Like you create a type, you create a form, and people will fill that out in real life. Well, there's a new movie coming out called Civil War. Pretty original. Similar scenes of unrest also feature at the start of the new film Civil War, which takes the concept of America's political fracturing to its logical extreme. Wait, was there Civil War when the Soviet Union fell?
I don't believe so.
So you're saying, like, the only way for nations to break up is a bunch of, like, bloodletting. bloodshed. A bloodbath.
Joey, in my lifetime, we've seen several breakup that with no bloodbath.
Right. Like, I have no desire to go fight people in Oregon or fight most anybody. Like,
I don't know.
I didn't do anything to you. You didn't really do that much to me.
I mean, you just want to fight.
Get you all hopped up like, I'm important. I matter. No, you don't. You're just fodder for some manipulative a-hole narcissist psychopath that's convinced you that it's some righteous cause you're fighting for when he just wants your meat suit to be thrown at the other meat suit.
Ooh, Joey.
Don't fall for it. The movie is fictional, but with widespread fears that November's presidential election may plunge America back into turmoil, many are already hailing it as a cautionary tale.
Didn't they say that about that Zuckerberg movie and the Obama movie that came out a little while ago?
Yeah, it's just so stupid. By the way, folks, O.J. Simpson dead today at 76. Let's go to Papa B. Hey, Papa B.
Hey, Papa B.
I heard that O.J. Simpson... Yeah. Today,
I think it's true. I'm wondering, did he meet Norm MacDonald at the pearly gates?
I don't even want to think about it, man.
Yeah, that's it's probably wise. It's a rough day. It's fresh.
Yeah,
I know his Bronco just went up in value.
Don't do it,
Juice. I know. I'm not going to say anything because it's not good to speak ill of the dead right at the moment. Anyway, I don't think so. I'm just going to keep my mouth shut about that. But anyway, our alphabet soup company in Washington would love it if there was a civil war. They've been trying to provoke a civil war for, I don't know, at least, since Obama?
Oh, years.
They thought that, they were going to get it when Obama was elected. They had their, fork and knife out. They were watering at the mouth. Mm-hmm. Just know it. That there was going to be all kind of civil unrest. When it didn't happen, and the more it hasn't happened, the more they're having to poke people, to use a nicer term than what they're actually...
right. Don't forget the pallet of bricks.
Yeah, man. Look, I truly believe that at some point along the line here, that they are the ones that are going to try to instigate or civil war, or at least act as if one were going on.
Right.
For the cameras. They will have, just as the FBI agents we've seen, at the January 6th, they dressed up like MAGA folks. They'll dress up their, protesters as MAGA extremists or whatever. To try to provoke a civil war, get it started, so to speak. Why would I think anything different, Joey? I mean,
I'm not going to try to disabuse you of that notion.
I just don't know what, to expect none of us to do, but there's no depth of inhumanity that they won't go to.
But where I'm coming from, Papa B, is I don't think it's just Alabama where essentially 70-80% of the people stay home on election day. I think there are a lot of Americans who, if people just want to chalk that up to, apathy. Well, maybe some people will stay home, think you're a bunch of corrupt, narcissistic psychopaths, and we don't want to support you in any form or fashion. That said, there are a lot of Americans who think this is all crap.
Right.
The media stirring it up. They're done. Yep. You come to their home, their actual abode, you got a problem with most Americans. Mm-hmm. But I think most people don't buy into this crap by any means.
I know. Hey, there's one thing that I would say. This whole abortion debate, some people just can't take a win and live with it. I mean, Donald Trump gave us the win of a generational win with a Supreme Court decision to end Roe v. Wade. Everybody knew it had to end sooner or later, but they just couldn't get any traction. And now that it has ended, never underestimate the ability of the right, the religious right, the zealots on the right, to do a political faceplant, and lose it all because they just can't think, outside of a wet paper bag. They just dumb. You know, why keep this up? And Lindsey Graham is pushing this thing about, oh, we got to come up with the law. Oh, we got to come up with the law. We got to have a week in a federal, you know, shut up. I don't think Lindsey Graham is sincere at all. I think he's helping and aiding and abetting the Democrats to keep on, you know, winning on that issue. I don't think he's sincere about it.
Wait, so you're saying your advice to Lindsey is
stop playing with it.
Like it. Follow his own advice, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to give up beating his tambourine anytime soon.
Too bad.
Let me tell you something. What Lindsey Graham is doing, he knows what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not anything good for the conservatives, the Republicans, MAGA, or Donald Trump, anything like that. He's doing some things that will help the Democrats, and he knows it. So I'm very disappointed in him for that. Anyway, guys, well, listen, thanks a lot for letting me chime in.
Thank you, Papa B.
Thank you, Papa B.
Folks, if you can't tell, I'm just in a kind of fancy-free mood. So wherever you want to go, 272-9228, you can fuss, you can cuss us. Well, not too much. FCC rules. You could praise us. Say we're wonderful, but not too much. That gives us... And please don't do the trick of, like, Joey, Eddie, y'all are awesome. Now let's talk about the blacks and the Jews. It's like, no. You don't get to come on here and praise us and then start saying a bunch of crap. It's like, you know, Kanye West with...
Every human being has something of value that they brought to the table.
Wait, which? Everyone, Kanye? Everyone? Let's go to Simpler Days. Hey, Simpler Days.
Hey, Papa B didn't want to talk about the dead, but I'll talk about the Gold Brown Simpson, born 1959 and murdered in 1994. I'll talk about her.
Yeah, for folks who don't know, O.J. Simpson died today at the age of 76.
Mm-hmm. I got to meet her sister in San Diego probably 12 years ago and got to talk to her and was inviting her to a domestic violence event that we were having in Montgomery. And she is quite a looker. And she, you know, to hear it out of her mouth and to hear, it was the perfect storm.
Hmm.
And, you know, Nicole was out dating other football players. And I think one of them's name was Allen, Charles Allen, maybe anyway, one of OJ's buddies.
Mm-hmm. Marcus Allen.
But, you know, Marcus Allen. And so it was like waving a red flag in front of a bull. And you know, there was a history of domestic violence there between them. And, you know, he was such a likable guy. He had one of the, as her sister told me, one of the captains with the LAPD had given him a gun.
Wow.
A presentation model. And of course, this was before the domestic violence incident, before we, you know, blacked both her eyes and broke her nose and that. But,
right.
But if you ever looked at the crime scene photos?
No, not in detail. I was too young at the time, and honestly, I haven't had much desire to go back and look.
Well, he stabbed both of them like 51 times, mm-hmm. just multiple times, and then Nicole, he almost severed her head off.
Yeah, and clearly just pure rage, like right. to do something right. like that, yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't just somebody that jumped the fence and came over and was going to rob them, you know, or something of that, you know, nature. It was truly a soul crime, and it was intent to cause inflict pain. But that case, the players in the courtroom, all the players in that courtroom became the focus of the case rather than the evidence.
Yep.
And that's what a good defense attorney does. If he knows your client's guilty, then he creates a diversion, and that's what they did. They created that diversion away from the evidence and emotionally charged the jury, and of course, good old the judge let that, you know, the court get out of his control.
Oh, yeah.
And anything went.
But I was listening to a lot of Norm Macdonald riding in, you know, as the news broke, and that's all over Twitter now. And one of the lines on SNL, I believe, was, Judge Ito, in a TV appearance, was asked whether or not an impartial judge should be appearing on media like this. Judge Ito responded, well, is it inappropriate to kill your ex-wife?
You know, that was the most famous criminal case in the history of the United States, and so many law students, so many law, you know, forces now that they've used that case, and it was just amazing the focus that the American, you know, public had on it.
Well, because it became bigger than even the case, like I was talking about with memes, that it became a race thing, right? Like, it became symbolic of America and race in America.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, it took the focus off of the evidence. And, you know, they gave that case to, like, 10 different major homicide divisions, different police departments, and had them develop a workable suspect. And all 10 of them came up with OJ as the... You know, is the suspect, and then they use the mosaic that the CIA and FBI and other agencies use to develop threat assessment against the president and everything, and it developed OJ. So, I mean, there wasn't any doubt that he was the offender, but
right.
It's just one of those cases where they were able to spin the jury and take it off and divert it off the evidence.
Well, I appreciate the call, Simple Days. We have a lot rolling in. Appreciate you. 272-9228. Hey, Eddie, this part of the program?
Yeah.
Brought to you by Dylan Rings.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Josh and Leslie Ryder. Great folks over there at Dylan Rings.
I was on their Facebook a while ago, and he brought up a good point. He's talking about appraisals, which is one of the things that they offer. And basically, the line went something like, don't be dealing with an outdated appraisal.
Yes.
You know, if you hadn't had an appraisal in the past 3 to 5 years on a piece of jewelry, bring it to him and get it appraised.
Yeah, get it updated.
For sure.
Especially with, just think about inflation, the 20-something% headline number. Yeah.
Gold, hello.
Right. So jewelry does gain value. It's actually one of those things that can hold value over time.
And my guess is if you don't have it appraised right, if something were to happen, you go to file an insurance claim, well,
And I'm looking at it on Instagram.
Yeah.
There's an actual certificate of appraisal.
Oh, there you go.
So well, it's see, not just something. Like, oh, Josh Ryder said so.
Josh said so.
Like, no, this is on the up and up. This
like
is top notch right here. And so their advice there at Dylan Rings is if your current appraisals are 5 years older or more, you need to get them updated today.
Yeah.
So stop by 119 Brown Springs Road. It's just off of Atlanta Highway. I always remember it's where the old Fun Zone used to be right there, nestled off of Atlanta and Highway and Taylor Road.
Right there.
And to be sure to tell Josh and Leslie Ryder that Joey and Eddie from News and Views, those fellas on the radio, sent you. We'll be telling you more about Dylan Rings a little later in the program. Clint Jr., Soldier Boy, hold your positions. We'll be right back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Dot, spring is already here.
Oh, I'm so glad to. I'm tired of being cold. With spring, we're starting to bring out the wicker furniture. We are getting in the iron outdoor furniture and just a lot of things that's just going to brighten your day.
Now, if somebody needs some furniture for their home, you have a good selection, don't you?
If there's any furniture that you can't find anywhere else, come to Eastbrook because we have a wonderful selection of solid, good, heavy furniture at excellent prices. Actually, better than you're going to find anywhere else. Just come see us and walk around all three floors and let's help you out to fill up those living rooms and dining rooms and bedrooms, but we've got it all.
Do you have any booth space available at this time?
I have booth space available. So come see us.
All right, give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6. And Sunday, 12:30 to 4:30.
Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance. For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-457-6060. That's 1-800-457-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-457-6060. That's 1-800-457-6060. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Have you ever considered turning your home into a rental and build wealth at the same time? People throughout the River region are doing that right now. By investing wisely in the right property or turning your current home into a rental is the secret. Hiring a property manager to professionally manage your property is the way to prosperity. Our company does all of the advertising, personally showing prospective tenants, does a thorough background check and credit report before moving forward. Over 15 critical services are provided to our clients in protecting the asset, but also providing the best residence in your home possible, collecting rent on time and frequent inspections, help landlords feel better about renting their house, and to provide clean, well-kept homes that anybody would be proud to call home. For a complete list of property management services, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group at 221-2883 or 551-0225.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. It's true, rates aren't as low as they have been for the past couple of years, but there are still many homeowners that could benefit from refinancing their current mortgage. There are a lot of things in life that are out of our control, but your mortgage rate is not one of them. If you currently have an adjustable rate mortgage, then you owe it to yourself to give us a call.
Adjustable rate mortgages make sense for some people in stable markets, but in this wild, ever-changing rate environment, it only makes sense to secure a fixed interest rate. A fixed interest rate will give you the peace of mind that your rate is locked. Your rate will not be subject to change with the political and economic tides.
At Alabama Home Mortgage, you can personalize your term. We offer 8-year to 30-year mortgages and everything in between. Grab your mortgage statement and give us a call.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-36. 6-8, equal housing lender.
Hello to all my friends in the great state of Alabama. This is Lee Greenwood, and I'm deeply honored to extend my wholehearted endorsement to a true American patriot, Dick Brubaker, for Congress. His proven track record of principled advocacy, effective leadership, and dedicated public service guarantees that he will always stand firm in defense of our rights, our values, and our future. God bless you in Alabama, and God bless the USA.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The Health...
Wake it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We've got some brighter days ahead, a great weekend forecast. Today, a transitional day, windy at times, cooler, while the high near 70. Clouds will dominate most of the time through tonight. Low tonight down to about 50. Tomorrow, Friday, nice start to a great weekend. Lots of sunshine, high 71. We'll be teasing 80 degrees Saturday, near 83 Sunday with more sunshine. Beautiful weekend. Mid-80s are back on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
When news happens.
happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back. The news and views in the afternoon. 334-272-9228. Breaking news, O.J. Simpson is dead today at 76.
Hey, did you see also this? Kim Jong-un, he promises a death blow to potential enemy. And he ignores Biden's
request. Wait, do you think Kim Jong-un did it, not cancer? O.J.?
Nah.
American love O.J.
I don't think so. I think he kind of realized America fell out of love with O.J. He's probably a little bit hurt over it, too.
Juice.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Clint Jr. before I get in more trouble. Hey, Clint Jr., how you doing?
Good. How you doing today?
All right.
Lindsey Graham, like a year and a half or so ago, when I saw him coming out of a meeting and he fist bumped Kamala Harris.
Oh.
That lets me know he's a fake. He's a plant. And another thing I heard on the news on your station today that they've got some guy from Seattle coming to be put in the education, like president of the education something. Do you know anything about that?
No, say it one more time. I really don't, though, but say it one more time.
The guy they hired to be a president of something in Montgomery or Alabama education is a guy from Seattle. I'm not sure what it is with the education he's going to be in charge of, but Seattle tells me woke people we don't want here. So I was just wondering if you knew anything about that.
No, is this the state level or the county level?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
It was on one of your news bulletins and said something about a guy from Seattle in charge of our education, so that's all I heard.
Okay, I'll have to double check it. It might be with 1819 then, but I've kind of trained myself not to listen to the commercials. But I appreciate it, Clint Jr.
All righty, thank you, guys.
See you, bud.
That's a bad habit. Actually, we were paying attention to here, Lee Greenwood.
Yeah.
I mean, they got our attention, right? Yeah, I was like, wow, it's Lee Greenwood. What's he going to talk about, the Bible? Damn. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. Yeah, well, now you can't see it because you just see the back of the chair. But Eddie's got this great shirt on. It's a fishing shirt. What is that, Magellan?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Okay, and then the front looks like all business, like all whited out and like button-down collar. And then you turn around, there's a big old American flag print on the back.
One of my proudest moments is you've noticed no stains on it yet. No stains.
I'll get my sousaphone later. We'll have some real fun. Let's go to Soldier Boy.
Well, for a second, I thought I was Chuck Barris on the Gong Show. I was going to gong you for your singing qualities.
I'm no Lee Greenwood.
You know what? I like your singing, but then again, I like herpes. But that's another story.
What?
That's what he said one time. Chuck Barris used that one time. He said, man, I liked you, man, but then again, I like herpes.
Right.
Hey, a couple talking points. First talking point is, I heard a wrestler. Was that Yokozuna that died? WWE, he said it was a Asian sumo style wrestler from he wrestled in WrestleMania, and he passed away today. But you know that, Joey.
No, I didn't see that one. I just know that OJ died today. Here it is. Yeah, this is from about the it's a sumo legend.
Yeah,
Akebono.
He wrestled in WrestleMania.
Oh, he did at WrestleMania. Okay.
Was that Yokozuna? Remember
yeah,
him?
You're right. That is Yokozuna. He died. His real name was Akebono or something like that. He's only 54.
I
don't know. Well, that's a lot of stress. They put a lot of those sumo guys. Well, it's a surprising if they survive long.
Too many tours to the and trips up to the Golden Corral trough there, you know, and that'll do it to you. Second thing is this one's a national one, okay? I see that the Democrats want to get rid of Sotomayor because they want her out, and they want that older white guy liberal out too because they're afraid of Trump coming in office, and these people retire during his term.
Yeah, I've seen that move.
Man, can you believe that Sotomayor is one of the most liberal ones on that?
Yeah, she just got there under Obama, right?
Well,
the whole wise Latina woman thing.
Female. Yeah, the first Latino in the Supreme Court. But we're going to get rid of her now because she ain't playing the game and she's going by the book.
Well, dude,
Jesus.
it shouldn't surprise you. They're very much so, what have you done for me lately? You're my friend today, but if you cross me, you're my enemy tomorrow.
And they're doing that. That's everybody in Baltics.
A lot of auto loan, a lot of home loans, number two is, a lot of home loans, are they pretty, was it Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, or whatever that is?
Yes.
There's okay, are those federal?
Yes. Federal, pseudo.
Who would you ask Joe to pay off a freaking loan? A house loan, it is.
It'd be cheaper than some of these college loans. And yeah, actually get some of the money.
If we just settled all the debt of the United States, that would really do well for the economy, right? It's not like we built a paper.
Oh, now we're worried about the economy?
Yeah, a paper house of cards with this economy.
You get me out free, and I'm good. Right. I don't care about the economy.
Hey, wait a minute. Is there any difference? Wait a minute. It's a federal program. You don't want to pay. I'm going to pay it off for you. Why don't you pay off my house loan for me there, buddy?
Because there's an asset. They can sell your house, which they're going to one day. They can sell your house, but they can't sell
a basket weaver
education.
Right. Okay, and number three, Eddie, and yeah, I think you might be able to help me on this one, okay?
All right.
You know when Brubaker, I bought my Telluride through Brubaker dealership when he was, and his company was owning it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I went and bought this extended warranty to pay $700 for to cover me from the 6 year 60 on my Kia. You know about that, Joey.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes from 6 year to 10 year and up to 100,000 miles.
Right.
And I paid $600 through Zurich. Well, guess what? A new company comes in, buys them out, and they're no longer accepting that warranty.
What?
Happens all the time.
So my question to you, Mr. Brubaker, why didn't you grandfather give us back our dang money? You took our money, and I went back to Zurich, and they said, you have to go back to the dealership in which you bought it. I said, well, they sold the company. He says, well, we can't help you on that.
Yep.
Well, I would go give the current owners hell. I would continue to give them.
You know, I thought about that, but I don't think so. You know why? Because when I buy that, you know, do you buy them and all their debt with the company when you buy the company? Or did he say, you know what? I made money off these people, and everybody that's got it, they got a database.
I believe you buy the whole book when you buy a company.
Yeah, well,
including obligations.
It can come down to negotiation, don't it?
Right.
But I would think they would honor it. That's kind of ridiculous that they don't.
Well, they're not going to honor it. You know,
doesn't surprise me. If you were in California or if you were in Canada, they'd honor it. They have much more stronger consumer rights than we ever will here.
Yeah, but then they got people crapping all the streets.
Yeah, you
got
to kick turds to get out of the way, yeah.
Hey, it's like, listen here, Tricky Dick. That's like, do I need to take Tricky Dick to small claims?
Good luck.
I don't have a problem. Not a good time to go to small claims court either, I don't think. Timing's not good, bad there.
No.
Not good at there. So is that what you think I should do?
No. I think you should just
end it. Then Joey, it's just $600 to you. You're big G money. Right, Eddie?
Yeah, $600.
Leave it. It ain't his money. Just leave it.
Just leave it. What did he say? Just leave it?
I said just eat it.
My guess is
same thing.
There's enough people that'll end up being a class action deal.
Right. Like
just listen for the commercials. Right. Camp Lejeune.
But in the meantime, remove a rib, bend over, and eat your own. Excuse me. Pardon me.
See.
Oh, bend over. You like to assume the position there, Joey, sounds like.
Well.
Are you familiar?
No. No, I'm not that flexible.
No, not familiar with it.
I haven't done that style of yoga.
Oh, I appreciate that, Joey. I like knowing that. But I just wanted to mention that. I was just shocked that, you know, I paid something and now it has zero value on the premise that you sold it to me that it would be there.
You want to buy a timeshare?
So stay away from extended warranty.
Yeah, and you still got the contract for that thing? Like, I'm saying it's probably, if it's $600, how much do you think it's going to cost to go to court over something like that?
You don't think that's built in?
Come on.
Hey, man, you know what? You don't know who you're dealing with right here. You're dealing with Mr. Principal here.
Captain
I'm
Petty.
Talking about the high school.
Well, I'm
record.
Sorry that somebody sold you a pet rock and that they would gain value over time.
Want to buy some beans?
So now I asked the current dealership. So let me ask you a question. If I buy a new vehicle, take my car in, get a new vehicle, and I buy one and I get an extended warranty on it, what's to say that you're going to be gone in 2 years and that warranty ain't going to be no good either by the next person?
Maybe get the factory extended warranty, the one
right.
Maybe just
through Kia itself,
or through
the Hyundai Motor Company.
Yeah.
Oh no, believe that they don't sell extended warranties.
All right. I'm getting bored with this. I appreciate the call. Thank you.
See you, Soldier Boy.
All right, when your car breaks down, you won't be bored.
Okay. $600. Just eat it.
I'll just walk to work.
Oh, that would be funny.
Yeah. No, I'm losing weight, baby.
No, I'm not doubting that. It'd just be funny if I got here. What's Joey doing here? Where's his car?
Let's go to Dan. Is this Dan on the line? Hey, Dan.
No, this is the Chicken Man.
Oh, Chicken Man. Hey, Chicken Man. How you doing?
Pretty good. I can make a real quick point because I know y'all coming up on a break. We know that the mayor, you know, hires and fires the chief.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do we have any answers why Chief Finley left, and are the issues, you know, the same with, you know, with Finley and Prince Albert?
No, I don't think they're the same. In fact, I think Finley's been suing the city, saying he was wrongfully terminated. So I don't know how far that case has gotten in federal court, but very different. We still don't really know. People have their suspicions over why Dara Albert has been placed on leave, but there's been no official reason given.
Right. Yet to come. Well, y'all have a good day.
Thank you, bud.
Thank you, Chicken Man. Again, 272-9228. That's 334-272-9228. Got to hit a very quick break. Be right back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hello to all my friends in the great state of Alabama. This is Lee Greenwood, and I'm deeply honored to extend my wholehearted endorsement to a true American patriot, Dick Brubaker, for Congress. His proven track record of principled advocacy, effective leadership, and dedicated public service guarantees that he will always stand firm in defense of our rights, our values, and our future. God bless you in Alabama, and God bless the USA.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to the program. O.J. Simpson has died today at the age of 76, succumbed to cancer. Let's go to Wetumpka Jeff. Hey, Wetumpka Jeff.
Hey, I don't know whether I'm on top or not, but I got two things.
What you got?
Is Judge Politano going to be on tomorrow?
He's only on Tuesdays at noon.
Tomorrow is Tuesday.
What?
No, tomorrow's Friday.
Oh, wait a minute. Day's Thursday. I'm sorry. Day's Thursday. Okay. Well, when you talk to him, would you ask him a question for me?
Okay.
All right. They've been riling on Trump about 14-3-3 about insurrection.
Mm-hmm.
Ask him how come they cannot bring charges against Biden for treason under 14-3-3, which says if you give aid and comfort to the enemy, which he did in Afghanistan when he gave all that equipment to the Taliban, that's giving aid and comfort to the enemy, and that is treason.
It sounds about as sound as the legal theory being thrown at Trump. I don't think it'll ever happen. I see where you're coming from. That was incredibly shameful what happened there in the removal from Kabul in particular. But I don't think... The system's so corrupt, we're never going to get anywhere near that, man.
No, that's probably true. The second thing is, do you have a website, do you have an email I can send a video to you that I think you should see?
Sure. Let me pull it up here because I don't often use it. Joey Clark Live, all spelled out, joeyclarklive@gmail.com. Well, I appreciate the call, Wetumpka Jeff.
All right, you're welcome. Thank you.
Hey, bud.
I guess he was done. Hey, this part of the program?
He's done with you, Joey.
What do you mean?
Done with you. At least he didn't hang up. Don't you love those...
Oh, yeah, man. That really great stuff. This part of the program brought to you by Bo Goodson and the Goodson Group. And they're at the Goodson Group. Bo and his team are ready to help you out with buying or selling here in the River Region real estate market, which Bo has been working in for nearly 50 years, which is pretty incredible. He's getting close to that half a century mark of experience.